Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Choppers. How does my fire marshal Bill Choppers look to you? Do they look okay? Are the choppers
nice
okay?
Nice and clean.
Yes. I just got back from the stressful dentist's office. Yes, sir.
Is that the name of the whole conglomerate?
The dentist stressful office, dentistry? Rob, is referred to as the stressful hen dentist office. I'm not a sexist person. I truly am not. But I tell you, they're pushing me to the dark side. They push me to the dark side. You know, first of all, I shouldn't give this information. I shouldn't, but I can't help myself.
Well, they're very nice. By the way, the lady I dealt with today, they sound very nice.
No.
The lady I dealt with today could not have been. The hygienist in there is a buddy. She is absolutely tremendous, and she's wonderful. But as you know, when we last checked in with this office, they had to sign off on the fact that my gums were okay.
Yes.
And the dentist couldn't do it. They had to send me back, and they could only take me a week before this surgery. So to be honest with you, they were holding me hostage.
Right.
And I was worried that I could just clear my mind and get ready for this major procedure I'm getting done. So I went in today, and as predicted, they had no idea why I was there. Yay! But it's a happy ending. Ladies who get to park closer to the building than your patients, yay!
Mike, because
yay,
a man...
In your converted bank, and you all get to park in the little drive-through where it used to be, because the patients have to basically walk over a bush to get to your office. Yay!
Can't understand why would a bank fail in Florida?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm clear.
Because a man riddled with infection cannot get his hip replaced.
This is true. But my gums, no excuses now.
You're good to go.
While my gums,
I would not describe my gums as stellar. Mm. They are adequate. That is what it is.
Your gingiva?
My gingiva are fine. Well, then fine. Now, the thing is, the lady I had the fight with, when I walk into the office now, they were all gone. There wasn't anybody, the 14 people that sit at the front desk were, I guess, having a meeting of some kind. I'm not sure. And when I came in, they all sort of filed back in. And the one I had the fight with came in and hung a U-turn and just walked back.
Didn't want to deal with it. Hey, you know what?
There's the a-hole I don't want to deal with. I feel the same way.
I'm not good at jumbles in my head. I'm more of a visual guy. But I think you could probably rearrange the letters in gingiva to spell vagina.
Vagina. Give yourself the alarm right there.
Yeah. Oh,
give yourself the alarm. Come on.
I was more of a.
I'm not a big Scrabble guy.
No, you're not. Letter games.
Yes.
Not your deal.
How much sleep have you gotten?
I got great sleep.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
Are you okay?
I feel awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just a little hungover.
Let me ask you.
He's a little hungover.
Is he hungover?
Well, he had some beers last night.
I had two beers.
I knew it. I know my guys.
Two beers.
I know my
two beers.
Two beers.
But there's just kind of a. I can only do it with sound. I can only do Oscar with sound.
Okay.
Rob, you give me the categories of Oscar, and I will give you the sound of Oscar.
Okay.
Start with happy Oscar.
Okay. Happy Oscar.
Da 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 da.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good cadence.
Scab picking Oscar.
I love that.
All right. After Jack and Coke Oscar next morning.
I'm not into jumbles.
And my favorite one of all, I just purchased a house, Oscar.
Screams of passion.
Yes, I've made a horrible mistake.
I like it when my contractor, who was to show up this morning at 8 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And by contractor, I mean the guy that was going to point at the brick and say, we have to brick that up. The same thing I know.
You can't stand it. You've mentioned it so many times. You can't
stand
looking out your window, that patio, and seeing that nasty crumbling thing that you can't even walk on.
Yeah.
The hell with the floors in your house that you have to wear shoes with.
That patio.
Get that patio. That's where you're going to be hanging out.
Is it because other people can see the patio and you think that people will think badly of you?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly why.
I don't want to
be the trashy neighbor, right? They probably look at it like, I wonder when they're going to fix it. Hey, Buffy, you know they haven't fixed that patio yet.
I haven't seen the underside of that brick since 1962.
Did he give you an estimate on the old patio?
He didn't show up.
Oh, he didn't at all?
No.
Jerk.
Oh, that's see. There you go. Yeah. There's your morning right there.
Yeah.
You got dragons.
I'm sitting there like at 7:30. I'm like, all right, the guy said 7:30. I'll give him some Latin time. 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Okay.
By the way, we were doing a late start today, so that would have been one of the rare times between NBA and doing the show late that you maybe were.
I had a window.
Be able to get a little, a little sack time.
I had a window, and he writes me a nice long Spanish text, basically telling me that that there was a situation on 495, and numbers translate to the same thing. So I understood that, and I said, okay. I'll see you next week. He says, maybe. And I'm like, okay.
Cuatro Nueve Cinco. Yeah. El Trafico.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. You know, it's I would say that I empathize, but I will say down here in sunny Southwest Florida, there is, I say a lot of weird things about the great state, and my God, we'll have another slogan today for Florida, but
I will
tell you this, getting things done down here is not a difficult procedure.
Well, they want to expedite it because they want to get paid before the client dies.
There are a lot of people that do it, Rob. Man. There are a lot of people that are, it's not like you got one guy that's doing one thing.
Okay.
You got a lot of people trying to get a bite of the apple, and I think it shows down here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, your house is delightfully silent today.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're here. They're here.
Are
they're
they?
Over in the little guy's room.
They're lurking.
Over in the little guy's room, putting down the stuff. And I went in and I said to them this morning, I looked at both of them and I said, when you're training the younger guys, and these are not old guys, but they've been at it a while. I said, when you're training any new crew, my philosophy of life is DGH, don't get happy, but I'm going to tell you guys this right now, that I really think you should tell them to do it the way you guys do it.
Mm.
No fuss. No muss, no extraneous conversation. Arrive, hey, how are you? To work, finish early.
Yeah.
Finish a day early. That's what happens.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really, now today I've said that now, so somebody's going to punch a hole in the wall.
No, it's going to happen.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen because I got happy. It's like when I get with you guys and something goes wrong.
Is it Pergo or Pergo Max? What's the brand you do?
That is old stuff.
Pergo Max?
It's like a laminate.
I believe that is actually the salesman that sold it to him, Pergo Max.
I think it looks great.
Of course.
That's all I care
about. And it wears like iron.
Does it? Are you being
I'm just trying to help you out, Mike. I think it's going to be great.
Let's start the goddamn show.
Okay, yeah, I think it is.
It's not about me. It's not about floors. It's not about Oscar's patio.
It's all about you. It's all about
you.
All the time. All these
time.
Things that I do. It's all about you. It's all about you.
One time.
All right, thank you. Let's open our mailbag. Hey, Rob, any postcards today?
Yes, Mike. Yes, there are. One of these days.
He writes the segment. I just basically do impressions.
Remember when he asked for postcards?
One of these days, Mike, I'm going to just say, I'll put in something like, hey, any gifts today, Rob? Nope.
Hey, Rob, any traditional forms of communication today?
Yes, absolutely. Something that came via the postal box. Look at this, Mike. I was so excited to see a museum from the Netherlands. The Zwanendael Museum. Isn't that beautiful?
Ooh. Is it Lev?
What's that? It's not.
Is it Lev?
Because when I read the back, it says, at the beach, laughing at the show on the wave. It's the only reason I'm not getting a divorce. I suck at Monopoly. Love you. And I think it's signed T.I. something. I can't read them.
Well, hold on a minute. Wait a second. You got a postcard that has the Netherlands on it and somebody's at the beach?
Yeah. So obviously they brought the postcard with them.
Okay, I don't get
it. But I think it's very nice. But this next postcard is a classic one with all of the Rehoboth lifeguards on it. Very sexy.
Mm.
The Rehoboth Beach Patrol, and it reads, hello from Delaware.
I can't see. Are those men or women?
Both. They're all Russian.
Both is fine with me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And it says, hello from Delaware. On vacation, we're DC natives and avid fans of TMOS. It is so cool to hear you guys and the great new promos here on 97.1 The Wave. Congrats. We look forward to seeing you all at the Improv in November. Gretchen and Tony. Thanks for dropping the note.
Gretchen
and thanks
and
to everybody
Tony.
That's reached out to us, that's listening and enjoying the show on our newest affiliate, 97.1 The Wave. We're very happy about that. Let them know at The Wave, too. Call them at The Wave.
And, let them know.
Support their advertisers and support their other programs, and we are delighted to be on there. And we appreciate the postcards as well. Now it's on with the birthdays. Yesterday, Lauren Spindler became a teenager.
Hey!
She's attending several theater camps this summer in the hopes of becoming a master thespian.
Could you please give the magical comedy Wheel of Impersonations a spin to see if the great Jack Cassidy has any advice on how to improve her craft in the hopes of becoming as great as he was, is. Well, let's spin it right now and see what happens.
I like how they leave it sort of open as to whether or not he's alive. Let's see how let's we do here.
Check it out right now. Here we go. And cigarette holder, cigarette holder, cigarette holder. There we are. Come on in, Jack. Come on right in.
There. Yeah. Hello there, boys. How are you?
Hi, Jack.
Nice to see you. How's it going there? Everybody having a fabulous time?
We are, Jack.
Jack Cassidy.
Wonderful. Do you have any acting advice for Spindler?
Ah, is it a lady?
It's a lady.
Yes, darling. Lauren, I know you're very, very young, but as you get older, especially, say, your early 20s, I would recommend familiarizing yourself with that couch where they cast. Yeah. I know it's inappropriate. She's a teenager. Bye.
Wow, that was just totally... Jack, get back in here. We're not letting you down.
What's the matter? A little sensitive? Is that a little inappropriate? I made a career out of being inappropriate, Mike, you fat ass.
Hey,
Jack, why the mood today? Why are you in such a bad mood today? I don't know. I just felt like giving you a little crap. I did, Jack Cassidy.
Jack,
yes, Rob. Hello.
How many people did you bed trying to get juicy roles in Hollywood?
Well, I remember when I wanted a lifetime contract with the NBC Network, and I had to sleep around. Yes, that is. With both men and women. Jack Cassidy! And as I think about this, it's probably not appropriate for a new teenager. Goodbye. See you so long.
I realize that bit, you know, is not tailor-made to somebody who just, well, you know, who was just 10 last year.
Well, Jack can't give that type of advice.
Yeah, he can't.
You know,
he can't dole out advice. No. He's too irreverent.
Maybe maybe just learn your lines. That's good.
Next time, ask the grease man to give advice.
Or sex boy.
Okay, stop. Hi, guys. My beautiful wife, Mari Garcia.
Perfect.
Is celebrating her birthday on July 6th. If the slot machine allows it, right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Can Oscar's impersonation of Rob wish her a boss birthday from her husband, Marco Garcia? Hey, it's Mari and Marco from Mari Garcia. Let's spin it and see what happens here. This is very exciting. Oscar, you call it.
Rob's heart, Rob's heart, Rob's heart.
Hey! That's a winner.
Mari! Just know that whatever you do, I'm never gonna leave you.
Isn't his Oscar? Isn't Oscar's Rob turning into the gingerbread?
Well, there's always been a tremendous. If you made a Venn diagram, there's a lot of overlap.
They're all interconnected.
A bunch of circles on circles.
And I really don't understand how happy have a boss birthday became. I'll never leave you.
Well, because you'll never leave Carrie.
Right. That's
yeah,
true.
And in turn, if Rob is.
But all she wanted
birthday.
Was happy a boss
yeah,
birthday.
But you'll always be there for her.
Oh, I will.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Moving on. Yes, greetings.
Can we adjust the slot machine?
Maybe next time. Greetings, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. As I approach my 30th birthday on July 7th, I can't think of a better gift than a birthday greeting from the TMOS crew. I was hoping that Oscar, or alternatively, an excellent Oscar impression from one of the gang, could give me some advice as I begin the first year of my douchebag 30s. I've been listening to TMOS since January 2010. When I moved to the D.C. area, it has kept me sane as I experience my 2-plus-hour daily commute.
Ugh.
Many thanks for the countless hours of entertainment, and keep bringing the funny. Jeff Stank. He's from Lusby. Beautiful place. Lusby, Maryland. P.S., I'll save a few bites of cake for Mike to have after getting out of his surgery. That's great. So he's asking for something, but no, we don't have time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're not even going to spend
the week.
We can't do it every
time. Sorry, buddy.
But have a happy birthday. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Why did I hit that? Anyway, who came in? I don't know. Shut up. Read it. We're on a time crunch. Guys, I've been a loyal... Bye, Carla. Have fun at lunch. I have been a loyal listener since 1995, and I now find myself about to celebrate the midway point of my dirt nap 60s. Mm. Oh, dear God. So how do I thank someone who has taken me from crayons to perfume? It isn't easy, but I'll try.
But really, my favorite line in a month.
To say you have gotten me through the tough times is an understatement. I was listening to your show in 2005 when my wife's surgeon informed me that her heart had stopped during a 5-hour back surgery. During the 8 days she spent in a coma, your shows kept me sane. I would sit in the hospital parking structure to sit and smile, waiting for the laughter you always brought. I'm happy to say my wife recovered, and although she is in a wheelchair, I'll take it. She often asks me who I'm listening to, and I'll say, my guys. She loves that you make me happy so that she doesn't have to. Amen, sister. Oh, this guy's funny. And as the father of two grown daughters and three granddaughters, I identify with the family life issues of Mike and Rob. I am of Hispanic heritage, so I identify with Oscar on occasion. I know he's Bolivian.
Yes, he is.
And I do enjoy the antics of Pony Boy. My wish for this 65th birthday is to be able to continue to listen to my guys for a good long time. Thanks for all you do, for bringing the funny. It means a lot to a lot of people. If I could ask one indulgence, I would love to have Rob hop in his car to go out and grab me another bottle of Crown. I'm a tad overserved and currently indisposed. Yours in Christ. And that's Rick Quesada. Quesada, is it?
Quesada. And you know what? I don't even think we need to spin for that. I will be right
back. Go out, Rob. Go get him the Crown. Here he goes. There goes Rob. And by the way, Rick, let me just say, there's nothing I enjoy more 1 week from surgery than to hear about the fact that your wife's heart stopped on the table. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. But
I'm sure,
yeah, that's me.
I'm sure doctrine has come a long way, Mike.
I'm making it all about me.
Mike, we're hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Fingers I appreciate crossed. That.
Thanks,
that's a
Oscar.
Wonderful letter. Thank you very
way
much.
Way to commit. We're hoping for the best.
That's delightful. Thanks so very much.
Hey, Mike, we're sending you a lot of good juju down there. So
that's wonderful. Yeah.
Hoping for all the best.
Thanks so much. Hope for the best. Okay.
Warm thoughts.
It is getting to me. I'd be lying if I didn't say it's not.
Warm thoughts from up north.
It's getting to me.
Look at the crossing of those fingers. All the best.
Okay. All the best to you. Hopefully things go okay. Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I wanted to send a little shout-out to all of you for partnering with yet another fine sponsor. We didn't need new sheets for the marital bed, but when I heard the spot for Bowl and Branch a couple of weeks back, I decided to take the plunge. I backed these guys. They're great. When the box arrived, my wife asked me if I ordered new sheets. I told her, yes, I did, and that we needed new sheets. Her response was, you're just sucking up to your podcast. That's funny. I said, well, yes, I am. Waking up for the first night of sleeping on the sheets was fantastico. They were so smooth, it felt like a cloud had caressed my body and my face. It's a good letter, too. And my wife agreed, too. So, thanks again, and keep bringing the funny. A loyal listener and supporter, Joel Rosenbaum from Martinez, California.
Yeah,
he's awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Next letter is, hello, boys. I wanted to send a quick email to recognize the great customer support that Pony Boy provides.
Aww.
My semi-computer illiterate father bought me a bonus show package for my birthday and promptly screwed it up. I had a quick email exchange with Matt, and everything is now A-OK. You guys run a great outfit. I love it when he calls it an outfit. Other companies should take a page from your handbook. Rob, I would appreciate it if this letter made it into the mailbag. It never hurts for the listening audience to hear how good your back end is. Hey, shock job! Thanks for bringing the funny. Can't wait for the November live show. Brian Bertrand, thank you very much.
It's a nice letter.
Nice to hear that. Yeah. And Pony?
Mm-hmm.
DGH.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm,
you got it.
I love the antics of Pony Boy.
Hoping for the best, Pony.
Me too. I'm knocking on this wood here.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony Boy, my husband, Brian Bertrand, is a longtime fan. We just heard from him.
Yeah, it's funny. He and his wife wrote totally separate letters, and Brian didn't ask for a birthday wish, but the wife did.
He's listened for many years, just subscribed to your bonus show, and will be attending your live show in November. He turned 40 yesterday. Could I request a shout-out to him from Baltimore, Billy Sikorsky? Brian means the world to me, and I know how important your show is to him. Will you show him a little love? Many thanks, Crystal Thurber. Okay, well, let's spin the wheel, see what happens, all right? Earl Weaver? Earl Weaver.
Hey, a progressive, Mike. It's a progressive.
Oh, hello there. All right there, Brian Bertrand. Okay, I don't know if any of you guys have taken a gander at the local sports page in a Baltimore, Washington area, but, I guess the word that comes to mind that wants to pop into my mind is juggernaut, okay? Okay, I mean, juggernaut, okay? These guys, the O's, are tearing it up the league. They're kicking ass and taking names. It's pitching. It's hitting. It's stealing. It's doing all the things, all what I like to call, you might not have heard this word for some of you less educated listeners.
Right.
I like to call it the intangibles.
Yes.
Okay? You know what I'm talking about? The intangibles?
Yeah.
You know,
it's
I mean,
like
really,
when you get a crab with not enough Old Bay.
precisely we're on the same page. If you send me out a bushel of steam number twos,
a lot of mustard,
and they didn't put any enough with great mustard in them, and they didn't put enough of the old bay, I'm sending them right back and say, put them back in the steamer.
Yeah,
you gotta bring them out of your proper light. You know, putting the right kind of crab seasoning in the old bay. There's not enough. You know, you got to put so much old bay seasoning on a crab bushel that your tongue swells because of the salt. Am I right, lady?
Yeah.
You know, you got to get a bushel of jumbos with a lot of mustard and season them.
Yeah, so that's good. Listen, I got a question though for Crystal Thurber. You're saying your husband's Brian Bertrand.
Yeah.
What's with your name, you know? I mean, when
didn't
you walk
take
down
his
the
name.
Aisle. Hey, come on now. Come on. What's going on?
Are you ashamed?
What is going on?
Now, I think
I
we've
know,
established.
You know, the fact,
you're
what?
Not married.
I'm not married.
You
now.
Live
I'm
with your mother.
Lifelong signal. I'm married. You know what I'm married to?
What?
I'm married to sports. That's Bomber Billy Sikorsky is married to sports. And I tell you, when his wife, the Orioles, are kicking ass, I want to sleep with her every night. I want to sleep with her every goddamn night, okay? And you know what? I'll even give the O's that special favor. Whole damn team.
Oh, wow.
There he goes. Wow, he's wound up. You know, when the Orioles are winning, Baltimore Billy is very, very
fired up.
Yes.
Incredible. Next letter says, hello, Pony. Please pass along this letter to the guys. I just joined the 2% because I heard that you're a cyclist and also ride a Fuji bike.
Ooh.
Fuji bike. That's it. What do you think of that, Julia?
Hello.
All right, anyway, a Fuji bike is a what Pony rides. I've been riding for the past 2 months. I have a Fuji Roubaix 1.1.
That's a Roubaix.
Or Roubaix. It's Roubaix. Do you know the pronunciation on that?
Roubaix, I think.
Yes, Roubaix.
Is it a Fuji Roubaix?
A Roubaix.
Is that
Roubaix.
Really what it?
Roubaix.
Am I missing a Roubaix?
Yes.
I have a Fuji Roubaix 1.1 and log about 80 to 100 miles a week.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a sore ass. I'm looking forward to finally listening to the bonus shows. Well, why didn't you ride your bike over to those a little earlier, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, excuse me. Keep the funny coming, and thanks for the show. S.A.D. Octavio Munguia.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of my
M-U-N-G-U-I-A. Munguia. Octavio Munguia.
What's the significance of the bike?
Oh, it stands for sore ass, I believe.
Sore ass. We both said it. That's wonderful. Hello, Mike, Rob with 2Bs, Oscar, and Pony. I'm a huge fan. I've been listening for years. My father, Scott, Micah, and I love to listen together in the car while on road trips. We have even bookmarked Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show portal and have listened to Open Mic the audiobook. We especially loved Rob's Steve Bridges impression. Rob, could you lay a little on there?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. That's good. I am sending this request for my father's birthday. He turned 43 yesterday, so he's getting old, but not Mike O'Mara old.
What does he mean exactly by that?
I know exactly what he means. Yeah, I'm just pausing. I just thought that was worthy of pause.
Yeah, but Mike, you're not...
Because you're relatively young.
Yeah, it's not like you're Steve Bridges old.
You know what? I urge you a week from... a week from Monday for me to like stand up on the camera. I'm taking the backdrop out of here, and I'm going to show you what I look like, and we'll discuss the age thing at that point. By the way, we'll talk about it in the body of the show, but thanks for the memes of the walkers.
Sending anyway, all our best, Mike.
Can you spin the wheel of spices for the Jamaican jerk to give him a lecture on aging? Sincerely, Jackson Micah. P.S. Rob, I think it's all spelled properly, but I'm not sure. And he misspells everything. Which is
that's so funny. Because this has been the worst grammar week in the history of time for the mailbag.
It's very difficult. Let's spin the wheel and see what happens. We're on quite a roll here. A lot of success.
Are.
Here we go. Okay. Big fatty, big fatty, big fatty.
Oh.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, hey, man. What's happening? Hey, how's the most lowly rated podcast in the world doing, man? You still struggling to make your livings and feed your families because radio kicked you bye-bye, man. How are you doing today? Okay.
Well, not so good now. You're insulting us.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to. I'm the Jamaican jerk, man. Nice to see you got a letter from another loser, man, huh? Yeah, that's right, man. How you doing? Hey, Micah, Mr. Scott Micah. Yeah, you with being the funny letter, man. You're not a comedian, man. man. Go back and do what you do. Dip the French fries in the oil, man. That's what you gotta do, okay? Come on, man. Hey, Rob Spiewak, another T-shirt, man.
You like
okay.
it?
Yeah, Bates Motel, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
Your buddy Mike tried to watch that show, man, but bad rape scene at beginning of pilot. Carla said bye-bye, man.
I didn't
way
like
to go.
It.
Way to give him another stellar recommendation, man.
Well, okay. You know, some people like rape scenes. I guess it's
hey,
just not
let
as...
me say, Oscar Santana, yes, how's that doing? You house of horrors, man, huh?
Oh, it's
maybe
horrible.
Next time you do your due diligence before you buy a house, man. Come on.
Buy a house that's at least 50 years old, not 200.
Oh, that's ridiculous, man.
Are you still you're living gonna... in the hut?
Yeah, I live. Yeah, that's right. Because Jamaicans live in a hut. Bigot, man. That's a racist comment,
it's not.
Man.
Yes, just trying to figure out your situation, dude.
Hey, pony boy, how you doing? Still sleeping in your mama's house, man? Huh?
In her bed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Summertime. Oh, summertime in the living is easy. Of course it is, man. You stay with mommy all the time, man.
A jerk.
That's the way it goes. I'm a jerk. I gotta run, man. Gotta do more successful
Song
things than you, man.
Wow, what a jerk.
He is such
back
a
to
jerk.
The gift shop.
Man, he didn't say anything about Mike O'Mara. I can't believe that.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I forgot, man. Yeah. Hey, Mike, good luck dying on the table, man. Okay, take care. Bye-bye, man.
Wow, what a jerk. I swear cool. to God. And now our final, I hold in my hand. I hold in my hand the final letter.
So the Jamaican jerk was the penultimate letter.
It was the penultimate, yes. I hold in my hand. It's right here, the final one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
The final one.
Thank you. Got a little obsessive compulsive there. And stop.
They're so well behaved.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Mac, Barbarino, and Horshack, my family subscribes to the June is Birthday Month Club. Our family is, like Mike's, one old-timer with a trophy wife and one son. Well, I got one son and two daughters. Don't like to leave them out.
That's true. That's true.
My husband's birthday was on June 13th. I was sick with bronchitis, and I didn't do much for him that day. He is several years older than me, so he has probably already forgotten. Our son will turn 15 yesterday. Occasionally, he and I listen to the TMOS together, although if he says, I'm sorry, we listen to TMOS together. I put a "the" in there where there shouldn't be one. Because the is the T in TMO.
Exactly. That would be the Mike O'Mara show.
That's right. Kind of screw that up, you see. Although he currently believes that anything associated with me is stupid and lame. My birthday is today. Could Jackie Stallone please... Boy, oh boy.
Yes.
Please.
Could Jackie Stallone please wish me a happy birthday and remind my boy to respect his mom like Sly respects his? Thanks, Chris Rowett Peter. P.S. I agree 100% with your assessment of the Kimmy Schmidt show. I couldn't force myself to watch after the first episode. More like Kimmy Am I right, ladies? I had to say the word.
Like
I couldn't
it.
Help it. That's fantastic. Right. Well, let's see what happens. All right. Dirty Turban. Dirty Turban.
Oh,
Dirty Turban.
Hey.
Bring her in.
Hey, Jackie.
What's happening?
How you been?
Oh, but you guys are for the birds.
You're pretty old now, you know. I was thinking, when we started with you, you were like in your 70s, but I think you're like 90 now.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still married to the doctor. He's a plastic surgeon. I'm still doing that, but I'm not able to communicate.
Jackie Sylvester's still doing well.
Yeah.
Sly's great. He's a great son, and he's wonderful. And he's great.
Does he respect you?
He loves, respects me, and more importantly, respects my dogs.
Oh, your dogs. I forgot about that.
Yeah, my dogs.
Do they still tell the future?
They do. We have a special way of doing it.
Ow.
I take my dogs, and I go into my bedroom, and I buy a Costco-sized jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
And basically, the dogs, after about half an hour... they lick the future clean. Start the show, Rob.
Thank you, Jackie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thank you, dear. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, this is Hans.
Hans.
Yeah.
David Howard.
How are you, David?
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
I'm closing in on a decision.
Good.
I think the beige is the best interior.
Good interior there. Uh-huh.
And I think with the dark brown, that's the best combination.
That's the most beautiful combination on the lot.
All right, so tell me again. Everything, tax, license, out the door, in my garage.
Right, well, I don't know where your garage is, but it's $44,420.
Wow.
All right.
It's a lot of money for a car, isn't it?
It's not a car, Mr. Howard. It's a Mercedes, and that's the
difference. No, I know it's a Mercedes, but it's just still a lot of money.
Well, maybe you shouldn't buy the car then. Get a Nova.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's no extras, right? That's it? That's everything? I don't imagine at that price I'd have to add.
No, just leather. That's all you'd have to add. Nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't come with leather.
No, sir, it does not. That's why I told you you'd have to add it.
Well, what's in there?
Well, it's what they call Mercedes leather.
What would that be?
Well, it's a very thick vinyl. Beautiful seat. I would prefer that.
So let's call it that, then.
Fine. Beautiful, thick vinyl seat. But I have it.
Gee, isn't that something? Wouldn't you think there'd be leather in there?
I tell you what, if you buy the car, I'll put some shoes in it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Maybe one of my all-time most joyous clips from a film.
It
Lost
is so
in America.
Great.
And by the way, Albert Brooks, in one of the great comedies, plays both the salesman on the phone and himself, which
and
I didn't know
David.
Until. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, beautiful seat. Best combination on the lot. But I'm busy. Got to run. Yep, crap. Douche salesman.
Oh, so great.
Really amazing how he got that right. And they're out there. You can find them.
When he says that it's $44,000 and he goes, wow.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Warby Parker. Now, I've gone through all of them. These are my professorial specs that I'm wearing from Warby Parker. I love this. I love the process because most people don't like to do the eyeglass thing because the choices, the hassle, the expense.
There's pressure, too. If you try to pick
pressure,
out when you're right in the store, you don't have the time to make a wise decision.
Warby Parker's taken off. They're doing really well because they really know how to service their customers. You don't have to deal with outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95. They've simplified it. And that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. What they have is a try-on program. They will send you 5 frames to try on to see how everybody likes them, how you like them, and then you pick the ones you want. There's absolutely no obligation. You can also roll into one of their many retail locations like I did over in the great city of Miami, Florida. And I love the customer service there. Very hip. Very state of the art. They know what's going on. They know how to do it, and they're saving you an amazing amount of money. Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. When you get them, show them to us. We'd love to see pictures of how you look in your new frames. They'll send them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS, and we thank you. I never got to it yesterday on the show. We have been having this floor done, and the little guy is kind of being sequestered in different parts of the house, and it's been just... It's 7 days away from the surgery. I'm a little stressed out. Carla's a little stressed out. Everybody's a little stressed. We're down here. You guys probably felt a little bit the other day. I was sent away 2 days ago to go to the cinema just to get out of the house.
That's good.
And I decided that I would while away a chunk of the day by seeing the lovely, fetching Blake Lively in new film, The Shallows. Now, the movie is really not as relevant, but I will give you a review of the movie. I want to talk about behavior in cinema, all right? I always thought that if you were going to go into a theater that was not crowded, that you would probably be more aware of people around you. And the other day, this was not the case. And I went into this movie, and there were 2 other groups of people. A threefer of old folks, 2 women and a guy sitting 3 rows in front of me, really down close because they didn't want to do the stairs. So they were sitting there.
And also, Mike, it helps them see.
It does. Very good. And so they're chatting loudly, but I'm watching the, you know, like the commercials they run before the previews are coming at the attractions. In my mind, your cell phone, you're texting, you're chatting. Prior to the coming attractions, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And it can be really loud in a movie theater when you're dealing with that.
And
that's,
you know,
fine
what?
Too.
I think the theater realizes it too, because the lights don't even come down until the previews start.
Well, there
the
are
lights
exceptions.
Are still up.
There are exceptions to certain rules. Like, for example, Alamo Cinema and Drafthouse, where Patton had screened his movie a few years ago. They're extremely aware of cell phones and talking and all that.
Very
and they actually
strict.
Have ushers in the theater. They'll tell you to get the hell out when that's happening. So they're chatting. And,
Alamo encourages you to pass a note to your waiter to tell on people. They want you to rat them out.
This person's being a dick. Mm-hmm. So
or left their phone on.
Or the phone, like I did when I walked in.
Be
and
kind.
Embarrassed myself.
Be kind.
Thank you. But that's not relevant to us.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but it was a good scab to pick.
Thank you. I know, and he's in that zone, looking with his arms folded.
The danger zone.
He's danger boy.
Apart, people.
Don Henley.
Danger Zone was Kenny Loggins, you dick.
Damn it!
You're the only one in the room who likes that movie. Why would you get that wrong?
Danger Zone. Danger Zone wasn't a movie either. It was a...
Yeah, but it's from Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. It's from Top Gun.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're sitting in the front and they're chatting. And then I pick a really cool seat because it's right in the center. I got an aisle in front of me. You've all been in these kind of theaters.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Stadium seating.
Kind of stadium seating. And I'm sitting there and I got my little aisle about lower mid part of the theater. And I feel really good about it. Then the father comes in with two kids and they are, I don't even look at them. I'm just hearing them and seeing flashes. I would assume we're talking between 8 and 10, these children.
Bad age.
And they come in and they sprint into the theater. Ooh. They're running up and down the aisle and they're running around the theater. And I'm like, well, you know, they'll settle
they
down.
They buzz the tower, Mike.
But they buzz the tower, exactly. Like Top Gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Top Gun, they do this. And they come in and I'm like, okay. In retrospect, I would think of that age, you know, walk in like a human being.
Sure.
You're in a public place.
But they're kids. You're like, oh, maybe they're excited.
But they're kids and they're high strung, so what the hell?
Lots of sugar.
And then they go to the top of the theater and you hear them because they are so loud that it's going.
You not over here.
Little kid.
Yeah.
Dad, this will be Dad's voice.
Da da da. Da 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 something. Da da.
So you and the kids are going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I hear it way in the back of the theater, then I hear
da 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 da. Da da da.
Then obviously there's a change in location.
Oh.
And this is an empty theater and they walk down the stairs across the aisle to take the three seats that are directly in back of me, one to the left. So there are three. Dumbo Dad and his two Ritalin addicts that are both to my immediate left behind me. And at this point, the father says, now listen, you settle down or I'm going to ground you for a week again. Which indicates to me that they've been grounded for a week. That must be quite an egregious offense.
Yeah.
Well, Dad, it's not working. And they continue to be noisy, noisy, noisy. Then the coming attractions come out. I have zero tolerance for this. Carla hates going to movies with me because she's worried that I will get in some sort of physical altercation. So the previews start to come on and everybody settles down.
Ah.
In back of me, the cow in front of me, three rows down, is having, I'm hearing,
you have to go, wait for me. That's it.
And I'm watching previews, and it's like, all right, it's not gonna.
Once the movie starts, people will just shh.
Maybe I'm gonna live with it. This hump in front of me is just having her conversation, and it's old out of it man with the two ladies that are obviously the sisters or whoever, and they're going on, and it goes on, and it goes on.
Just what options do you have? There have been times where. If it's someone I think isn't going to try to fight me, then I can look to the left and say, do you mind? Like, the movie's about
if
to start.
They were both, I'm going to have to turn around and probably stand up to say something to the dad and the kids. The dad's voice that I'm hearing indicates he would fight me.
Okay.
By the way, I am making this determination solely on hearing him going,
yeah, dad.
Something. There are too many dropped consonants where I want to fight this. Right. Okay? I really believe. Oh, we do have a break,
can we? Is this a decent
yeah,
time?
I mean,
can?
I'll wrap it up real quick. Let me wrap it up real quick, Rob. And so you're hearing duh, 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 and I'm like, not this guy. And besides, it's so infrequent.
Oh.
But it's through the entire
steady
film.
Steady.
And it's so quiet. And you know, with talkers, there's an etiquette here. You can only really call it if it's just loud enough and steady enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you please stop? He'll go, shark coming, duh. And so I can't do it to him. And the hens down front are going, and but it's enough
to take
I'm
you
saying,
out.
You low IQ holes, can you perhaps discipline yourself for the 90 minutes of silence? But you know they now put things up before the film starts,
right?
To remind you, but you're not courteous or with it or sensitive or all those other things because you just and I've got no real option other than the lady in front. Finally, I went
Oh,
yeah, which is not the way you do it. And guess what? They're old. They didn't even hear me. She didn't miss a beat. She didn't miss a beat. And the movie, by the way, it starts out with, and by the way, spoiler alert. All right,
okay.
If you're going to see it over the holiday weekend, I know a lot of you will. If you are stupid, you'll really enjoy it, okay? If you're really effing stupid, you'll love it. If you believe that a lady can outswim a shark and then deke at the last minute and causing the shark to plow into the bottom of the ocean, okay, I'm giving a spoiler. I said spoiler alert. If you are that bright that you think a shark, and at the last minute, Blake Lively can go, Zah! And the shark will smash into the bottom of the ocean, then go see it. Knock yourself out. You won't walk out like I did, okay? Because you went, sorry. You just didn't buy it? I suspended disbelief as much as I could, loved her in the bikini, but, you know, and dealt with all the people getting chewed in half, but just, you know, by the way, you know, with a mass murder by a shark on an abandoned beach, you'd think that maybe some people at home might call, but no, that would diminish the plot that she's stranded out there. I can't swim because of the mean old smart shark, the brilliant shark, the shark that actually, you know, has this killer instinct that can, anyway. So
the shark is smarter than the target audience.
Oh, Jesus. Unbelievable. So, and I'm getting and I'm like, here's the thing. Turn on. Rob, we're not in a hurry.
All right.
Yeah.
This is our second break, correct?
We are.
Is it our second break?
No, this is the first break.
This is the first break?
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry. Rob was right. I was wrong. I'll finish this when we come back. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Oops. Oops.
Oh, well.
Willkommen zu Your Daily German, where we learn only the bare necessities. Today, we learn the three most important sentences in German. Sie müssen die Kekse und Kuchen Show hören. You must hear the Cake and Cookies Show. Es ist auf der ganzen Welt gehört. It is heard around the world. Nor auf der Michael Mara Show Netzwerk. Only on the Michael Mara Show Network. Und am michaelmaroshow.com. And on michaelmaroshow.com. TMOS, über alles.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Can I send thanks to Brendan Sliger, who sent that from Germany?
That's incredible.
Very cool. Good guy. That Thank you, Brendan.
Okay, I can wrap this up in like 3 minutes.
Okay,
I can get this done. So it is steady, and I can't. By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Amazon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shop Amazon, please.
Shop Amazon and go through our page. Do all the good things you're supposed to do on Amazon for us. You can get there, MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website and use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. It's that easy to help us through Amazon. So it's two. It's the family, the father, Dumbo Dad, and his two hyperactive kids.
Right.
And it's the old man with the two old hens that are just steadily. And there's talking during the entire time. Now, about halfway through the film, I had had sushi for lunch.
Ooh. Hey, you know, sort of a theme with the fish in the movie and the fish in the sushi.
And I, the fact of the matter is, whenever I have gas, a man of larger carriage, I do not have the kind of gas that in most cases, is going to clear out a room. I can get plenty of sound, but it's just really rare that a man that looks like me is going to break wind and not clear out a theater. It's not going to happen.
It's okay? Like heat thunder. Like yeah, there is no rain, but there's no rain. There's a lot of thunder.
And it's just, you know, listen, with my digestive health, I don't understand why, but it just maybe if they did stink, it would be something that meant I was healthier. I just don't know. But with that said, there's always the chance.
Sure.
So I was a little nervous during this situation because it happened probably at the 45 to 50 minute mark of the film.
Okay.
And I am sitting there going, I have been in a theater when someone has done that. I have been on a bus when someone's done that. I have been in a church. I have been on an aircraft. I consider it the height of rudeness. I truly believe there is nothing you can do that is ruder than expel gas when you're in a public setting because you are basically sharing your stink
yes.
with people that are in close proximity. With that said, I have what I like to think is total control, where I do have control. And if I didn't have control, I would step out of the theater. I have been listening to these people now for an hour talk. I have just seen the, I don't know how long the movie was going to continue, but about 20 minutes later, it's still there, and it's getting a little bit worse.
The urgency?
The urgency is there, and I am saying to myself, this is right before the shark crashed into the bottom of the ocean, and I went, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Thank you, Rotten Tomatoes, by, you know, just collecting the idiot reviews and giving me another bum steer. So the thing, and by the way, lest you think that I like to slam movies, we were like 6 for 6 right around Christmas time.
And yeah, you were doing good.
Leading up to the Oscars, where I saw 6 movies that were incredible. So I know a good movie, and I'll rave about it when I see one. This, meh. Summertime, duh. So the shark crashes into the bottom of the ocean. I'm like, these people have been talking the entire time. I said, I'm leaving. This has not been the best movie experience I've ever seen. And I stand up and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to repay the rudeness.
Hey! Oh.
And there, now I will say, I don't believe there was any scent of a woman going on here, but I will tell you, I let go truly a loud one on the way as I was walking out, and I never looked back.
Oh, you crop dusted them.
I cropped up, but it wasn't even cropped up. They knew it because when I got up and I stood up and I walked out, that's what they heard. And that was like, so long, dicks. Thanks a lot, rude people. And I've never done that in my life, nor will I ever do it again, probably. But I was sitting there.
It was valuable, you know, Mike. It is. It's the best offense is sometimes a good defense. And what you did is you used that in an appropriate time. Did you hand out business cards afterwards?
That guy's
I
really
wanted
funny.
To turn around. I really, in a perfect world, if I had more balls, I would have turned around and said, talk to this. There you go. Talk to this, rude people. You want to know what rude is? This is rude. Thank you. What do you think of that? Enjoy Blake Lively. You know, Bulletin, she's going to survive. All right? I just read ahead.
What if you stood and said to the audience, hey, look, shark repellent.
All right, we can take a break. Oh my god, thank you, I appreciate that. We'll take another break and come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey everybody, summertime and the living is easy, except it's not. That's right. Summertime is jam-packed with things to do. And with so much going on, it's easy to let your sleep slide and take a backseat to other stuff. We all get too busy. We have too much fun. Well, I love my Sleep Number bed because it's not affecting my sleep at all. It is only improving my sleep. Sleep Number, the only bed clinically proven to improve sleep quality. So even when I sleep a little less than I should because I'm having summertime fun time, I know I'm getting quality sleep. I still wake up rested and ready for a day of fun. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. It adjusts on both sides, so it is a perfect bed for couples. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it will even track your sleep so you know how to adjust to sleep better. I love it. It saved my back. It's like changing your sleep number setting and improving your life forever. According to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their sleep number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality.
Wow.
My sleep number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Last night, my sleep IQ score was 92,
attaboy,
baby.
Attaboy.
And I feel great. Come in and discover the award-winning sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $1,099.98. No better sleep number beds and Sleep IQ technology only available at any of the 500 sleep number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to kick up your heels and jump up on the bench and say, ah, Michael Harris sent me.
The sleep there number bench.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Have you guys ever gotten hold of a marketing video online that they do it to me all the time? Maybe because I'm super rube.
Right.
But the thing that happens with me is that I got this for a golf product. If you don't, on my search engine, I think I use Google and Yahoo.
Okay.
But when you're on these, you will see a story. And usually I'm pretty good at spotting the fact that it's an ad.
Yeah.
But do you ever notice that they'll have the story like, this golf tip will change your life. And then you see in like faint gray letters underneath it says sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Have you seen those type of
things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get so excited with the Rube headline that I click on it, that I succumb to the clickbait.
Yes.
And I don't realize that it's sponsored, but then I know instantaneously, and I have had moments where I'm grabbed in the past. It doesn't happen anymore, but this is the drill. You will click on it, and suddenly somebody starts talking to you. You know, it's just like, for years, I was a 30 handicap.
Yeah.
I could never get out of my own way on a golf course. And you're reading the text as it goes. I think there is a psychological thing where if they're talking to you and you're reading as they're talking, they know that you're going to be concentrating on doing that and you're not going to leave. And there are a million of them out
there. When they do that closed captioning, you're sucked in. Because when I see stuff on a screen,
yes,
I have to read it, particularly if it's paired up.
I'm sorry about that. I hit that.
I clicked on that.
Mike, it's the same psychology where I would say at least 3 times a week, an organization sends my mom a rosary saying that all the money that my mom sends in return for that rosary is going to go to Bangladesh, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I look at the fine print in that snail mail bait, and it says after operating expenses.
Yeah.
We don't know what their operating expenses are, right?
Mm-hmm. And they make it look like a news story when it's
you're
not.
You're not
it's
the
very,
only one,
yeah,
but unfortunately, it does target those in the AARP.
Yeah, the older.
The older people?
Yes. Because we're so used to reading stories and on the web, primarily, you didn't grow up in a generation, and it's fairly new still, where you have sponsored content.
Yeah. And when they talk directly to you.
Like, I'm scrolling down right now on the Yahoo News feed.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get down, you've got...
You
got
to get off Yahoo.
Yeah.
Like, you're the only one that's left.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Raise your hand if you use Yahoo in this room.
I don't use it for the show. I never use it for the show.
Well, just for your personal life. Why do you use it there?
Because it's an easy to view.
Have you ever tried Google News?
Yeah, but I don't like it as much. You
know, really?
I don't. Let me.
CNN has a website.
Yeah.
Look. By the way, okay. Hold on.
You still
I'm
got
not
your Hotmail address?
Road.
What do you
I'm
got?
Not going down this road. I source like 500 different.
I know
things,
you do.
Okay?
I know.
I will go through my bookmarks right
you
now.
You want us to instant message you?
No. What? The instant message me about? Okay. You're talking about IM. God damn it! Shut up. no, I've got.
Well,
tons
send
of
you a postcard with some stories.
Well, you see, a postcard that's charming.
I have Huffington Post. I have a million things. I have every possible source you can imagine that I
so,
look at.
So imagine this.
Okay.
Google allows you, and I know that Yahoo probably offers something similar, but Google allows you to get all those sources aggregated into one feed.
Yep.
So you go to one page and everything's there.
Well, for example, Google, when I go to Google,
yes,
I get Google. It's my Google search engine.
Yeah, but do you click top right-hand corner, there is a silhouette of like, 8 or 9 boxes, 6 boxes. You can click there, and then one says news. Hit the news.
There's so many fun tricks up there.
I have Gmail. I have my Gmail up in the upper right-hand corner. Then I have images. I don't know what that is.
Images is if you want to search for pictures or something. But there's
up
in the corner.
Okay, thank you. But I mean, I'm just telling you what's up in the corner. Yeah. I know that if I click on images, it's going to show me a picture, Rob, for Christ's sake. What does images mean?
Well,
I'm just saying that.
Do you have
because
news?
Because it's up, I didn't mean.
Do you have news there?
No, I've got a bell. I've got a bell.
Like a
Google
Liberty
notifications.
Bell?
Google notifications.
You can actually, if you hover over the
bottom. Then I have Google Apps.
Yeah, if you hover over the bottom of that box, you'll be able to open it up, and you'll see Google News as one of your options.
And there's so many great things in there. You have the.
What box?
There's boxes.
I have down at the bottom, I have advertising business about. I have privacy terms, settings. I have M. God. I have
M.
Why do you say, you know what? I'm just showing you what.
But in the upper right-hand corner,
it
almost looks like a telephone keypad.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Hover over the keypad and click on that twice.
What keypad?
Top right-hand corner, the boxes.
Oh, hover over the boxes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is discovery time. Mm-hmm.
And you'll find so many great things await you, like Google Translate.
All right. I've got Maps, YouTube, Play, News.
YouTube is where you can go watch videos, Mike.
Yes, lots of videos.
I appreciate that.
Like, for example, I know you enjoy Buddy Rich.
Dicks. You're such dicks.
If you want to see Buddy Rich play the drums, you can go to YouTube.
You know, I'll play the drum. I got something. I've got a stick in my hand right now. I'll play the drums. You want to play my drum, Rob?
There play my anal drum.
All right, I'm clicking on news. There it is.
News.
You know what, Oscar,
yes.
Rob, better news. Better news.
What does that mean?
It's better. It's better.
Yay!
You're
big
right.
Word.
I'm done.
Big
the switch
word.
Has been made.
Woo!
The switch has been made, and it's got everything there. It's got the CNN.
Sure.
It's got the LA Times. It's got all of it. I will. I know. Look, I. It's just a habit. I got in a habit.
Well, for years, for a million years, Yoohoo was your email provider.
Yeah.
And right. So you're accustomed to going
Yoohoo.
Yoohoo. Did I call it Yoohoo?
Yeah.
And Mike, that's the email provider that sends you all the news about chocolate beverages.
Yeah. Perhaps Yoohoo. It shouldn't be called Yahoo. It should be called Yahoo's.
Ah, am I right, ladies?
Right, ladies?
Poor Marissa Meyer.
Anyway, yeah, it's all right. So, wow.
You're loving it. You're
so
loving
much
it.
Better.
The future, Mike.
This is so
and you know what? You also
top
should.
Stories. World, U.S. elections, business, technology, entertainment.
All at your fingertips.
Sports, all there. Oh, wow. It's so much better.
And you know, Mike, I will say
this. Why haven't I been doing this forever?
This is how I felt about 2 months ago when the guys in the studio introduced me to Google Docs.
Yeah.
It's the best word processing program I've ever used.
We've been paying for it for years, and you're like just now using it.
You get into habits.
Yeah, you
Rob
do.
Rob and I are, I'm not as bad as Rob with habits.
Nobody
but
is.
But, you know, but you get set in your ways. But this is something where I was just casually going to, and I guess, Oscar, you might have mentioned it. Both of you might have mentioned it a while back when I was bitching about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
have this lock hold on Yahoo with mm-hmm. With all this stuff.
Yoohoo.
There's no, what?
I like calling it Yoohoo now.
Okay, let's not and say we did. Thank you.
Yoo-hoo! But right. See how it's all aggregated right there from all the top news outlets,
yeah.
And it's categorized.
Wow, this is so nice. This is so wonderful. I'm really, really, really happy.
Look at you. You're happy.
I really am. This is just so much more clear. Why? How did Yahoo get all screwed up? How did that get?
Well,
all
it
mad?
Was.
Is
I would
it just
say
dominated
about
by
six
advertisers
years ago.
That?
We've been telling you about Google News for some time now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm happy that you're finally making the transition. But it's really meant to streamline the way that you consume the news.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask another dumb question?
Sure.
Okay, so when I click on Google, it takes me right to that search engine. Will I be able to put that like up on my my little app line?
Yeah, the more that you can just move.
And when I click on Google, will it take me right to the news page? Because it still has the search engine up.
I always you can actually we can work on that offline, Mike. So I can help you offline. But it will. Okay. The more you use it, it'll rank straight up.
Well, also mm-hmm.
we can move
yep.
it up
when you when you drop down your little keypad, you can move those apps into whatever direction you want them.
By the way, for those of you that are going to be sending me posts and emails later on today, I just like to say, really, Pony, I know you're busy today, but I just wanted to say F you. I won't even say the word.
Okay.
I'll say F you to all those people mm-hmm. who are going to
that's
do
a preemptive F you?
Yeah,
I'll tell them
the change
you.
Happened today.
If you've got
I
a pro tip for Mike, send it his way.
Boy, I got to listen better. I got to pay attention to people that are in the know.
Nah.
I'm a mook. I swear to God.
Mike, you really shouldn't because it makes it so much more fun when you finally discover it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm popping back over to Yahoo, and you know something? I am really, really, really going to miss these pictures of celebrity jets. Will make your jaw drop. So long, a-holes. All right. Libertad.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need, none of which was gotten by Google or Yahoo, when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Do you like your iPhone? Yeah, we like your Android. Do you like technology?
Get in it, can't wait to get them out.
Tech 411.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Best promo ever.
The worst. I have to tell you about a friend of mine that I spent an awful lot of time with, my Harry. My Harry's. We've been talking about Harry's for such a long time. It's the only way to shave. It's a great shave at a great price. Harry's, they make their own quality razors. They eliminate the middleman. They ship directly to your door for half the price of the leading brand. It is the thing you must do. You will save so much money, and you will get a better shave. Good shave, good price. It's simple. Get the best of both worlds. Harry's. Harry's makes just one razor, and that one razor is all you need for a close, comfortable shave every single time. We're talking 5 German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, a lubricating strip, 100% guaranteed, and a full refund if you're not happy. I shave with Harry's every day. You should, too. Because it's one, they use one. They take all that crap out of the business. You know what I mean? It's great. You're going to love it. Harry's starter set is called the Truman. It's an amazing deal that's perfect for new customers. For just $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, for our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That means it's $10, folks. Go to harrys.com and look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com. Enter code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. Stop compromising! Give Harry's a try and do it today. Was that a little too intense there?
I think it was a good sell.
I apologize. Yahoo.
No. Oh,
I pulled that out when I was showing you my picture of
Google. Yeah, but you know what? It was well worth it, Mike.
It was.
I really feel like I learned something today. I'm a rube.
News.
I am the rube of rubes. I know how dumb that makes me sound. Yeah, a little surprise. Something's been around for like 30 years. Look at that. Look what I found. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson is now the highest grossing actress of all time. And she is only 31 years old. All her movies, made $3.3 billion at the box office domestically. According to BoxOfficeMojo.com, she ranks 10th overall. Harrison Ford is number 1, followed by Sam Jackson, Morgan Freeman, Tom Hanks, Robert Downey Jr., Eddie Murphy, Tom Cruise. Eddie Murphy's still on the list. Wow. Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, and Michael Caine, who's Duppa died.
Well, the thing is, it's so easy for Harrison Ford because he's part of the two biggest franchise in movie history.
That's how it works. Yeah. If you get attached to a franchise, that's it.
And Michael Caine because he doesn't say no.
That's right. Bippity boppity boo. I'm walking on out. That fantastic. Yes. Johnny Manziel has been partying with about 20 other people at a rented house in Mexico this week. This guy, it's a very sad story. It really looks like he's heading for the total crash. Maybe it's a big send-off, though, now, because they say he's going to clean up his act. At least that's rumored.
Okay.
Yesterday, TMZ reposted a picture of a woman at the house that this lady took. It shows her hand holding several packets of a suspicious white powder, and they asked Johnny about it. He said it wasn't his, and he doesn't even know the girl. He added that he's going completely sober tomorrow. I guess that means today. He's also going to start eating right and working out because he thinks he still can make it in the NFL. Mm. Last week, Johnny's own father called him a druggie and said he needed help. On Tuesday, Johnny responded by posting a picture of himself living it up in Mexico along with the hashtag, Hi Dad. What a dick.
Super dick. And you know what?
If you want to show commitment,
always say you're going to fix it tomorrow.
Mike, there's a reality show on, it might be CMT or TLC, where they show Jamie Lynn Spears and how, this is Britney Spears' sister,
the baby
right?
sister,
yeah. the younger sister.
Yeah,
right.
And just how she's really trying to establish herself in a career in music these days. And her father's on there. And if you remember, Britney Spears in a different degree went through this. And I remember that when I see the father, because the father did everything he could, the conservatorship that he had,
I remember,
to save her life,
to get her
back
on track because she was such a trainer.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, that must A, that I don't know if it's possible for anybody in Johnny's family to do that, but right now
it's the time.
It's been the time. It's the time, and for him to say he's gonna go clean tomorrow, it's timing for him. He says I'll get in shape in a month and a half, and an NFL team will pick me up.
No, the time for him to get sober is yesterday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing: when you've got your own father out there calling you a druggie, speaking to a media outlet, that's a problematic right there. That to me shows that you're not behind the scenes. Not that he's supposed to kiss his son's ass.
No.
And you know what? And I'm not gonna parent shame here because you don't know what that father's been through. You don't know. But it just seems to me when you see that move of hi dad, you know, there's something up.
That's an ultimate dick move right there.
Even though not too many of her new friends in the transgender community agree with her, Caitlyn Jenner is still the conservative Republican that Bruce Jenner always was, and that includes still backing Donald Trump. She says, quote, he seems very much behind the LGBT community because of what happened in North Carolina with the bathroom issue. He backed the LGBT community. Okay, I don't know whether I missed that part.
If he backed it, it wasn't very vocal because I don't remember hearing about it either.
I don't either. It's just kind of odd. Caitlin admits that it's not as sure of a bet as it was as it is voting Democrat. Quote, in Trump's case, there's a lot more unknowns. With Hillary, you pretty much know what you're going to get with the LGBT community. Yeah, well, you do. I mean, that's one of the issues that's pretty cut and dry. But anyway, second day we've had Caitlin on the show.
Like it, though.
The website 24/7 Wall Street ranked every American city with a population over 65,000 and looked at their crime rates, job growth, restaurants and attractions, education levels, cost of living and housing prices. And here, ladies and gentlemen, are the top 10 worst cities to live in.
All right.
Number 10, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. Number 9, they just celebrated a championship, Cleveland, Ohio.
Really?
City of champions, number 9, yes. Number 8, here's a town that doesn't need any more crap, Flint, Michigan. You've heard about that enough. Number 7 is Memphis, Tennessee. Number 6, Birmingham, Alabama.
I love Memphis.
Number 5, here's a weird one, Fall River, Massachusetts.
Oh, that place Fall River sucks.
Was big enough to get on the map. Number 4, do you know where Hawthorne, California is? Is it
Hawthorne is where the Beach Boys came from. That is near Los Angeles,
Southern California,
yeah.
Okay. Number 3, Patterson, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
Chad Patterson, New Jersey.
Number 2, there they are again, Detroit, Michigan. And the
always
number
nice.
1 worst city to live in, I don't think you would get it. It's probably one of the biggest cities on the list.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
Houston, Texas?
No.
Is it? Oh, I know what it is. It's Herndon, Virginia.
It's not, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen. Miami, Florida.
Oh, why?
Wow. Miami,
Florida. Say why?
Just because of all those factors, apparently high crime, cost of housing,
oh my
employment
God.
Opportunities, all that
what
stuff.
What about all the Cubanos?
I don't. You know what? I love those people.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my time over in Miami, but you got to be careful.
And it's hot.
Those people.
You got to be careful. Yeah. I didn't say those people. I didn't say that.
That's what he heard.
Be careful. Be careful. No, come on now. I wasn't making a joke. Please.
Please.
Come on.
You love the Birdcage?
Sure.
Yeah, I love the Birdcage. It was one of my favorites. Absolutely. But anyway, moving right along. A new study measured women's breasts in 108 countries. I am pleased to share with you the good news. We are number one. USA.
Yay!
USA. Breast size. Now, you think it's because we're all delicious chubbies? Not the case. The researchers found weight did not have anything to do with it, and plastic surgery didn't either.
Really?
No. These are only women with natural breasts were included in the study. The top 5 countries with the biggest average breasts are the United States first, Canada, Ireland. How about Ireland?
Hey. Huh?
All right.
How about the Irish girls?
That's the luck of the Irish.
Poland. They're so Polish.
Shout out to all my peeps in Warsaw.
And the United Kingdom. The 5 countries with the smallest average breasts are the Philippines, Malaysia, Bangladesh. That's just not fair.
When it rains, it pours, Mike.
Here's a wild card. Samoa. Wouldn't you think Samoa would have bigger ones?
Actually, the men of Samoa have bigger breasts.
And the Solomon Islands. Oh, the surveys people do. And now a little something something. A Humane Society rescue shelter in Pompano Beach, Florida was flooded last week, and the staff originally thought a pipe burst.
Mm.
But they quickly figured out that wasn't what happened. No, in the middle of the night, some of the cats had crawled up onto a sink, turned on the water, and just let it run. Sure, that's it was all just an accident. You know, they could have turned it back off, couldn't they? No, they probably just didn't feel like it. Anyway, luckily, no animals were hurt in their attempted massacre, but they did at least $5,000 in damage to the shelter, which leads me to our slogan of the day.
Yes?
Florida, even our pets are effed up. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Excuse me. Listen. I love the Mike O'Mara Show. It's big. It's funny. It's effective. It's good radio. And I know good radio. Listen every weeknight at 7 p.m. It's strong, good, funny, smart radio. Believe me. The Mike O'Mara Show. Making Ocean City great again. 97.1 The Wave.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to me. Something really, really bad is happening.
That's a real
thanks for quote. Being anyway, specific, Mr. Trump.
Thanks so much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Man, I have a stack of Blue Apron here, and these are all meals that Carla has cooked for me with Blue Apron. And there's so much stuff. Peruvian roast chicken and potatoes.
Mm.
Grains of paradise crusted steaks. I'm going through. Nepalese chicken tarkari. Seared chicken with sautéed purple potatoes, kale, and apple. Crispy cod tacos. I had those. They were incredible. Mm. This is all wonderful Blue Apron stuff. Pork takabakaki. Can't pronounce
that
one. That, by the way, with Blue Apron, that's the cool thing about Blue Apron. You can't pronounce some of the ingredients, and you're learning to cook with new things. And they bring it all to your door, and all the ingredients are there, and all the instructions are there. And you go into your kitchen, and you make a gourmet meal, something that's just like restaurant quality
yes.
that you would do in your own kitchen for less than $10 a meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes, pre-portioned ingredients, and they make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Phenomenal. They're delicious. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you cannot beat Blue Apron. It's always changing and always delicious. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping. You go to blueapron.com/TMOS. It's that easy. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and we've been enjoying it at the O'Mara household for quite some time. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, June 30, 2016. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I don't normally plan a theme in the vault, but today's theme is announcers, and we have some good announcer stuff here. A reminder, tonight on the Shark Week at 9 p.m. is Dude Walker's special, Nuclear
I'm glad
Sharks.
You reminded us to watch that.
Make sure you watch that.
And let Discovery know if you're on Twitter. Let them know you're watching.
Well, Dude is a great guy, and remember he was with on the show yesterday, and it bothered him that he couldn't give us his Texas accent because he wasn't prepared to do it. By the time I got home yesterday, he had emailed me his spot, so I want you to hear Dude doing his Texas accent.
Okay.
It's a pro at work, man.
There are all sorts of folks here in this great state. Some are big, others a little smaller. Some are well known, others are trained not to be. There are millions of Texans, and the one thing we all have in common is we're all unique.
And so that's why he hates Matthew McConaughey, because he almost had that gig, and Matthew McConaughey took it from him. But
All right.
That's Dude doing Texas.
There are a lot of people in this great state. He's good at that. He's good.
Really
good. I mean, I can't think. And that is a good spot. I can't think of anybody that could have done it better. So I'm sorry. That's terrible. I mean,
it is.
He's a friend. He's a friend.
For a moment yesterday, you were even happy for him. For a moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
A split second.
All about me.
Everyone in this on this show participated in the recording of our audiobook.
Yes.
And it's not easy to record an audiobook, especially even though you're reading your own words. There's just something about the length and the volume of the copy. But the good thing, Mike, about recording an audiobook is you have as many chances to get it right as you need. So
I'll never forget the first time we was fired.
So when you get it on the Audible, it sounds great. So here is a guy named Bobby Brown. You know him. He was married to Whitney Houston.
Oh, yes.
And he read his own audiobook. It was called Every Little Step. And I want to play you some of him reading his book. And I want you to know, these are the takes they chose. Okay? Okay. Here's Bobby Brown.
My parents tried to encourage my musical talent by buying me a couple of cheap instruments. First, my mother bought me some drums when I was in the third grade. They were cheap as hell, with skins made of material not much more durable than typing paper.
That's just a taste.
Oh, no.
My God.
I know.
Someone should have stopped
him.
Wow.
Let's hear a little more.
That's truly incredible.
My little sister Carol made sure those drums didn't last more than a week or so. One day I came home from school and saw that she had beat them up, putting big holes in the snare, the bass, and toms.
So when New Edition was like
happening,
those guys were like 12, right? 12
yeah.
or 13.
12 and 13, I think, yeah.
So obviously, maybe the tutoring didn't occur when that was going on.
Well, also, Mike, think about this. The person who signed off on the book and engineered the book really hated Bobby Brown.
Yeah, there's really no love there.
Because he could have gone in and edited a sequence right. to yep. actually give himself
could have made that sound better.
Right?
Right.
Or yep. hired
someone
him.
To do it for him. Yeah. And that's really what should have been yeah,
when but, I was 3 years old, we yeah. did this.
He could have given him a cadence. He could have given it to him.
And let's go just a little deeper, because while we're talking Bobby Brown and his reading skills, in his writing skills, he mentioned here that his little sister broke his drum set, okay? And here's what he had to say about that.
Yeah, they were cheap, but they were still mine. So, of course, I had to beat her up.
Oh. Bobby
Thanks,
Brown.
Bobby so Brown. Much. Thank you very, very much. What a great American
what
he is.
What an a-hole.
Yeah, he yeah, really is.
Bobby Brown, what a bulletin that is. That's almost like me discovering Google.
Mike, they
or
were
Bing.
Cheap as Bing. Hell.
Bing. I beat her up. Yeah. Well,
the Bing search engine where you search how to beat up your children.
Bing!
Now, WWE announcer, it's Jim Ross, right?
JR.
Yeah,
JR. Nice. What happened? NASCAR was embarrassed over the weekend, Mike, when two of their drivers got in a fight. They are John West Townley and Spencer Gallagher, and they actually they were fined by NASCAR. It's an embarrassment for the
sport.
Well,
a lot of people just let... Was this the fight after the truck race?
Exactly, exactly.
A lot of them let that... They just let the guys go, and they were, like, tired. They were tired, yep. and they couldn't fight. It was funny to watch.
Now, here's what's great, is that NASCAR is trying to put a good spin on it. What they did is they took the video and hired WWE announcer Jim Ross to call the fight like it was live. So, see, if you've seen the fight, you know that it was a pretty good knockdown dragout.
Oh, this is great.
But this would be if a NASCAR fight was covered by the WWE.
Certainly high drama, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Gateway Motorsports Park. This is a very volatile situation indeed, because John West Townley, who loves that Zaxby's chicken, and who doesn't, turn the children away. It's not going to get pretty here. What the hell is this? There's a takedown on the concrete. They're rolling around like two old women. My God, it's like two trust fund babies. John Wesley Townley with a seat roll. Now he's got a front face lock. What's he doing here? Oh, my God. My God, it's a DDT, ladies and gentlemen. The DDT scores on the pavement. Let him go. He's got a family, for God's sakes. And they love chicken. My God, it's a slobber knocker. The Zaxby people are good people. The chicken man's trying to get a chicken wing on his opponent. Let me tell you one thing. You want to talk about toughness? You know who's tough out there? The damn concrete. Not those two yahoos. They're branching each other like they're one of the senior prom. My God.
Those two yahoos.
That is great marketing.
How about the fact that he got the Zaxby's in there? That's so brilliant.
Isn't it great?
Oh, my God. That's
Here's to NASCar.
Stuff.
They did it right. I love the fact that after all these years, it's not even on PBS. I think HBO is showing Sesame Street now. It's about a 45-year-old property. They're still hip. Yesterday, Pharrell shows up and does B is for Book.
Have tea with the Hatter. If he's mad, it don't matter, because it's inside a book. Yeah, B is for Book. Come along with me. B is for Book. Grab a book and you'll see.
Play that for my kid.
That's cool.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that's awesome. Do that? Me mind blown.
That's right, Cookie. You just have to use your imagination.
Fly to the stars.
Ooh,
I have a picnic on Mars.
That's beautiful.
I love it. I love Sesame Street. Always have. So that's pretty cool. Let us close with this. It is never a good idea to pop a tire that is fully inflated. You don't realize the amount of air pressure that's in an inflated tire. So this guy...
That's a good setup, isn't it?
Takes,
we already know it's going to be good.
He takes a box cutter, and the tire has been torn, but it's not flat.
What kind of tire are we talking
this
about?
This is an automobile tire.
And, you know, the rubber where the tread is has been ripped,
yeah.
but it's got that inner tube part mm-hmm. that inflates. And I think in order to make it easier to come off the car, instead of deflating it by the valve, he takes a box cutter.
Oh, no.
I want you to just sort of wrap your head around the power of this pop. Okay? Here's box cutter versus tire. And my favorite part is the sound of the box cutter hitting the pavement. We have a moment. Let's hear that once again. Did it knock him down? Yes, Mike, it did. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air and online at MikeOmaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. And watch your grammar, please.
Thanks.
The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Good luck, Mike.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.